The 4th of July is a time when many people in the U.S. celebrate their patriotism in whatever fashion they see fit. But a new art exhibition at Five Points Art Gallery and Studios shows that not everybody shares that patriotic vision. The exhibit is aptly titled, This is America. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell has the story.
This is what you'll hear as you enter the doors of the Five Points Art Gallery and Studios in the city's Williamsburg Heights and Harambe neighborhood. A playlist of feel-good music, including jazz, blues, R&B, and hip-hop. This is where the exhibition called This is America is housed. It features the works of 18 different artists, local, national, and international, that give their perspectives on the concept of America. Fatima Laster is one of them. She's also the curator and the gallery's owner. Laster tells me the exhibition was designed to open around the 4th of July holiday.
This is the time of the year where people express patriotism and then they, take time to reflect on their nationalism and their country pride or lack thereof or what have you. And then what's usually promoted in the media is like the red, white, and blue flag, soldiers. And usually it seems a little bit more whitewashed and glamorized, and it really doesn't talk about other people's voices who are a part of America, who have helped build America and, have their culture infused in what is America.
Laster says the purpose of the show is to give a visual voice to artists and people from different cultures who are often overlooked in the American narrative. The exhibition includes a diverse range of art, such as drawings, paintings, photography, and sculptures. Each piece, in its own way, draws attention to historic or current social and political issues. Slavery, racism, and police brutality are a few. In one room, you'll find conceptual sculptures by Chicago artist Spencer Hutchinson. Laster says Hutchinson's work is some of the most exciting to her because she says the pieces offer something different to the space and they may be different than what some viewers expect from a Black artist. She describes the story behind one piece called For Killing Snakes. It's an old daybed mounted on the wall with a garden hoe hanging in front of it.
He told the story of how his dad was living in Africa and was a gardener, and there will always be these poisonous snakes that would, infiltrate the space, and how he was taught to cut off the snakes with a hoe at its head. And so that's what this piece symbolizes, cutting off racism or any sources of oppression at the head and trying to not be complacent with it also.
Sheer Winston, a local artist, has welded works of slave collars and shackles hanging next to Hutchinson's. One piece that particularly stuck out to me was an enlarged painting of five tall Black men standing with their hands up, almost in surrender, in a field of sunflowers. It's called Field of Flowers, and George Williams Jr. from Beloit is the artist.
The viewer, once, they take a closer look and identify that these Black males are in positions of arrest, and they're in spaces that, they're not usually associated with. And so now the viewer is forced to grapple within themselves, like, is this supposed to be? Is this realism or not? But they're so beautiful, but am I afraid of them, given their size?
Laster says Williams' work typically paints Black men in a way that society doesn't see them. The This is America exhibition opened late last month. Laster says visitors have shared a range of reactions, finding the work interesting and, in some cases, emotional. And rightfully so, because the exhibition highlights some sensitive topics. Laster says some viewers might even find the show controversial, but she says she's not worried.
And I feel like if you find it problematic, you're the person who needs to be in here. And the reason it's problematic is because you don't identify all these other people and their practice as valid.
The This is America exhibition at Five Points Art Gallery and Studios runs through August 25th. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for race and ethnicity reporting is provided by The Doman Company.